Mornings will never be the same. The Danny Schaefer Show, the new Q105.5.
Happy Monday morning to you and yours. I'll tell you what, Monday morning's trying to kick our fanny, but we're not letting it happen, Susan. Quarter to seven, you're listening to the Q. No Facebook Live. If we were Facebook Live in it, it'd be brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. We have no internet in the building. We're barely on the air. We didn't get on the air till I don't even know what time it was. All right, let me check in with Paul. Can you hear me? Test 1, 2, Paul. We got the little walkie-talkie
going. Come in, good buddy.
See if he can hear me on the walkie-talkie. See, it doesn't work fast enough.
We're live at 5.
Yeah, I just don't know if it'll work on the. I think I'm just going to yell for you to, you know, when you hear me say Q or whatever, Paul, or like when I say my name at the end of my butt first, then you'll be able to take it from there. Okay, there you go. It's just a weird, weird morning. I show up my normal time, and it's completely pitch black the entire neighborhood. Power's out. I can't get in the building. Nothing. 15 minutes sitting out in my vehicle waiting to get murdered. Luckily, nobody did. And the lights come on, so I come in, and nothing is working properly. All the other stations are up and running, and we're the only one that's having problems. I wonder why that is. What do you think that is, Susie? Is there some kind of crazy conspiracy here against the Q? Is there just some kind of wackiness that's going on? Some kind of other... is this building, you know, built over some kind of burial ground or something? So it's just very, very bizarre here. We can't take phone calls. Yeah, and like I said, no emails, no internet whatsoever. So we're just flying by the seat of our pants, which is really normally how we do it. And Trisha at some point will be coming in because she said she was. All right, locally, two big things going on. You got the Walleye, who had the best record in the ECHL and should be crushing Kalamazoo, lost again yesterday. And there were more Toledo fans there that drove over to Kazoo because it's a couple hours, you know, a little over. Depends how fast you drive. And it was a Toledo crowd.
Was it? Oh, that's cool.
Except here's the bad part.
Well...
they're up 2-0, end up losing. So now, game 7, do or die, winner take all, dogs and cats living together, Massas area. Whoever wins Tuesday night, 7:30 at the Huntington Center, moves on. The other one, boo-hoo, goes home.
Okay. I hope and nobody they barely
won Friday night, 3-2.
Well, Harvey did a Facebook post where he was kind of cocky, and I was like, oh, dude, I got to find it for you. And I
but
like,
they still won.
Yeah, so that means, it was close.
That means Tuesday night he's got to do another cocky post.
No, I don't. I think he should be cautiously optimistic.
All right, so that's one of the other stories that's going on. And, man, it'd be fun to go to that game. Over 7,000 people Friday night, 7,300, whatever the Huntington Center holds.
Yeah.
That place was rocking, and they almost lost. But they didn't, and now it's game 7, Tuesday night, 7:35.
Okay, so see, here was his post on Friday.
Can you, all right, hold on.
So see, it's Harvey holding his little towel.
One goal.
His little walleye towel.
All right.
But see what he said?
And his post says, this is a special towel. It's the towel that will be used to wipe the butt of the K-Wings. Hashtag go walleye.
Right, but that was a close game Friday night.
Premature heculation?
Yeah, I was like, oh, dude, I don't know.
Don't you think he's got to repost this?
I don't know.
Because they won.
Yeah, but they...
but they won.
It was close.
Susie, the jinky jinx. No.
Look at that face. See, I don't know. I don't know. I think we should just be cautiously optimistic. But it's all cool that it's at Huntington Center.
Yeah, without that, could be over. And then he got the toe sucker back in the news. Remember this dude months ago was accused of sucking a teenager's toes at the Franklin Park Mall and fondling women's feet, and these women are coming forward. So now he's facing a similar charge in Bowling Green.
Yeah, he took a show on the road.
See, I thought maybe, Susie, that this guy, somebody saw the story and goes, oh, yeah, he did that to me in Bowling Green. No, this allegedly happened last Wednesday. So this guy ain't getting the message that what you're doing is freaky wrong, Freaky Freakerson.
Well, I don't think he can control,
control it.
Yes.
So apparently Joseph Jones encountered a woman at the Meyer store in BG and began complimenting the victim on her shoes before touching her shoes and feet. She said, this is what I don't understand. Oh. She tried to remain neutral during the incident.
Well,
how does that work?
Okay, neutral is.
Is that like start whistling and look the other way while this guy's trying to fondle your shoes? I don't know.
No, I think neutral is you don't say anything to encourage him, but you don't run and flee either because you know you're with somebody who's not firing on all cylinders.
So like, you're afraid.
Yes, you're afraid.
Police say Jones asked to see her hands. Then he began to examine and read them. Then he requested the victim to stand on her tiptoes. Somebody's having fun.
They're having a better show than us.
Oh, everybody is. We're used to it. Which she did. She told police that she didn't know what else to do.
Right.
Wouldn't you flee? Wouldn't you try to get away from the crazy one?
Well, you don't know if he's got a gun. You just don't know.
But you're in the Meyer store. Wouldn't you attract attention?
Denny, I'll tell you, people just are not clued into their surroundings. I don't really know. I would say there wasn't somebody immediately around her.
Yeah. The victim said she finally tried to end the encounter by shaking Jones's hand, but Jones did not let go. She said Jones felt her pulse and then asked her to twirl. Oh, man. Take a twirl, darling.
Yes.
That's bizarre. The victim did the twirl and broke away from Jones's grip and got away from him, I guess. She didn't leave the store right away out of fear, of course. When she did leave, the victim saw Jones slowly driving by her. She took a picture. Ooh, this is smart. She took a picture of the vehicle's license plate for the police. So that's how they tracked him down. She was charged with, or he was charged, Jones, unlawful restriction and assault. He's being held in the Wood County Jail. I said Wood. The judge set a $17,000 bond. This all happened last Wednesday. Why is he even out on bond for the Toledo stuff? Is it not that serious of a crime? It must not be. In Toledo, Jones will be in court May 3rd for a competency hearing stemming from similar charges related to several incidences in local stores here, including two during which he alleged sucked victims' toes after persuading them to let him look at their shoes.
Wow.
So the competency hearing is not until May 3rd, Susie.
May 3rd. Okay. Okay.
So there you go. Now, let me ask you this. People think, okay, there's got to be something wrong with this dude. Is there? He has the wits about himself to say, ooh, I can't do it in Toledo, but if I go down to Bowling Green, maybe nobody's hurting me down there.
That's true.
Doesn't that sound calculated? Doesn't it sound like somebody is like, okay, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to do this? You know what I mean?
Yes, right. Oh, no, I mean...
So does that sound like somebody who's...
like he's kind of got a clue.
Saying.
He's talked to the news about it, you know, and he said
He's a superior thinker. He's way above us.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. He's way above us. Smartest man in the room always.
Mm-hmm. He has many jobs.
He does.
And
he's an entrepreneur. He makes six figures, well into six figures. I think I have some of those clips, but whatever. Anyway, we just hope it all gets resolved and he gets the help that he needs. If he needs any help. We're not judging. No judging here. Judge-free zone.
Judge-free zone, yes.
Like all right, I'd give you the phone number, but we can't take phone calls right now because our equipment sucks. So we're just going to have to move on here at 6:52. Denny Schaefer, Stem Cell International. You know, this weekend, Susie, I got me some workouts in, man.
It was awesome.
My muscles are sore, but my knee joints are not. You get what that is? I was working my legs really hard over the weekend. Muscles, sore. Knees, not. Big difference. In the past, I couldn't even work out because my knees hurt so bad. I limped around the station for a year and a half. It's kind of like we're limping through the show, though. Anyway, why? Because I had stem cell therapy at Stem Cell International on Monroe Street. And you can, too. If you got ailments, if you got issues, step one is you go to stemcellinternational.org. Check out the website, and you can see all the things that they might be able to help you with. And then sit down with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International, to see if it's for you. Here's the phone number for that free consultation, 419-214-1860. 419-214-1860. And when you call them or go in, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.